Ark in Bletchley says, how small will electronic components get? There must be a limit to the size that these things can become, ultimately.
There definitely is a limit, because if you get too small, basically electrons, they're a bit like particles and they're a bit like waves. And if you get too narrow a gap between two wires, electrons can do something called tunnel between them. They'll sort of jump the gap, even if it's an insulation between, they can sort of jump through the gap by a weird quantum mechanical effect. So if you get everything too small, then they start jumping across. And that limit is somewhere around sort of 10 atoms wide, 50 atoms wide, something
around
there.
How far away from that are we with microchips? Because there's a thing called red wall, isn't there, which the semiconductor industry are making smaller and smaller microchips,
yeah,
with more and more transistors packed onto them. And they're saying that there's going to get to a point where in about 2012-ish, then we're not going to be able to make things any smaller, and therefore we're not going to be able to make chips any more powerful because of the effects you've said.
I mean, not necessarily you can't make them more powerful, but you can't make them any more powerful the way we've been doing it so far, which is most of the gains we've got is by just making the chips smaller and smaller and smaller, because when you make them smaller, they'll actually run faster as well. But yeah, beyond that, I think they're going to have to start finding new technologies or just packing more and more transistors up really big.